calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Blog Talk Radio.
I have yet to discover a job where it pays to look less than your best. Style is the way you say who you are without having to speak. There's no one else like you in the world. You are unique. Find your unique style and you will never again have to agonize over what to wear. Call for a free 15-minute conversation to see how style with aplomb can change your image and move you to greater success. 404-428-2527. That's 404-428-2527.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. How are you doing? Hey, it's Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. How are you doing? I know this is Friday and not Thursday, but I have a perfectly good explanation. Well, an awesome explanation as to why I didn't do the show yesterday. And I wanted to shout out beforehand to my guests, Cal and Renee, who just accommodated me because I just have to tell you, I won this ticket to see Lucinda Cross in her Secure the Bag city tour, and she came to Atlanta. I didn't even know what Secure the Bag was. I definitely know who Lucinda is, but I didn't know she was coming here, and I had an opportunity to get this ticket, and I'm like, oh, I'm going for it. I'm just redoing my whole day, I'm telling you, and it was so worth it. So I have my guests. I'm going to bring them all in just a second, but I had to share this with you guys because, you know, I'm totally transparent with you and authentic and I'm crazy and all that. And I just had to share that it was so awesome that I went to that thing because blessings just rang down. It was just amazing to be in the presence of greatness. Becky A. Davis was there. Lucinda Cross was there. There were so many other great, awesome women and women of color, I might add, that were there who were doing big things in their business, and we all came there to do more big things or bigger things, and I think we walked away. Every second was just totally awesome. So sometimes you just have to rearrange things to get things done that you need in your life. And because I work for myself, I'm definitely an entrepreneur, small business owner, and I am a service-based business, I did not want my guests to not be on here today because they are talking to me. They are the ones who are going to help me right now to, you know, with the ideas about marketing your service-based business because we all need that. So without any further ado, Cal and Renee, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Great.
Oh, I'm so glad. Just thank you. I'm excited to have you here. And thank you for rearranging your schedule and really accommodating me because I was just really tossing and turning about asking you to do it. And I emailed Renee, and she was so gracious. She was like, yeah, sure, it's okay. I was like, oh, thank you. Because, I mean, I was really blessed yesterday in being able to attend that workshop. So great things are going to come out of that. But now this is all about you. This is your show now, and we want to hear about you. So first of all, I want to say that Cal and Renee are married. They are awesome. They are African-American entrepreneurs. And And they have a service-based business that they are marketing, and it is like taking off like, I don't know, a rocket or something like that. So I want you guys to tell us about how you got started in this thing and how you came about with this new idea that you're birthing and bringing out.
Okay, well, just a little about ourselves. We, of course, run an award-winning insurance agency in Loganville, Georgia. And Cal was already working in insurance, and he said, I need your help. And I said, I'm there.
That's right. We opened up the office. Actually, the office has been open up about a year now. Prior to that, I was working from home, but still had an agency. The agency has been established for about going on 7 years right now and just been booming. Mm-hmm. Our biggest year to date, we've done $1.9 million in sales.
Woo!
All
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we teach and train agents how to make residual income and also how to market their business.
Mm-hmm. Now, so is that a new part of the business, or is that what you were doing before, teaching and training agents?
Oh, you know, no, I've been doing that since I've been in insurance. I've actually been in insurance for 10 years. But the company that I partner with, we have been cracking down for the last 7 years, just trying to build my agency, the Coakley Financial Group, mm-hmm. and also training and marketing to those agents.
And I think the new part is like also having the physical location, actually having an office now where the agents can come into, where clients can come into. So that's the new part. And then the newer part is, you know, us working together, making it official. Like I've always worked with him behind the scenes. So mm-hmm. when that dynamic changed, then the marketing part of it had to change too, because it's not just like, you know, we're working from home. We now have a physical location that we go to, a physical location that mm-hmm. agents can go to, a location clients can come in and we can write them up. So when that dynamic changed, then the marketing part of it had to change too.
That is awesome. And I want to say something really, really quickly. Now, when I went to that thing yesterday, the workshop with Lucinda, what she said and what you guys are doing is so on point, because she was saying it's awesome for you to be the best at what you do, whatever it is you do, web design, you know, selling insurance, baking cakes, whatever. She said, but to really next level your business is teach others to do what you do. So when you can teach people, that's when you're really cream of the crop. That's when you don't have any competition at all. And I want to congratulate you guys on doing that, because you are bringing, I don't know, you know, what does Lamar say? You know, when you teach somebody how to do something, you actually help them feed not only themselves, but for generations you help them. So that's what you guys are doing. And congratulations on doing that.
Definitely.
Awesome. So now we're going to get into a little bit of the thing that we're talking about, the challenges with marketing your service-based business, because that's what we all have. We're selling a service. So what are some things that you can impart to the audience that if they have a service-based business, whether they're selling coaching services or whether they're selling, you know, web design services or even insurance like what you do, what can you tell them? What are some of the challenges with selling a service-based product?
Yeah, this is Cal. One of the things is that with a service-based business, it's intangible. You can't really touch it. Sometimes you really can't even mm-hmm. see it. So it's hard to relate it to the client. So, but mm-hmm. what it is with a service-based business is that they really buy you. So by you presenting your service to them, you know, you really have to present yourself as well. So if you get good at presenting yourself and your service, your business and your marketing is going to increase. That's what we have noticed over the years with our service-based business. So basically, you got to get good at selling yourself, because in a service-based business, they buy you first.
That's true. To that, one of the things that I've noticed too is, you know, like with the hair products, you can touch those, you can feel those, the lotions and the potions, you can rub those on. But with the service-based business, you know, with the products that you sell, you're really having to also describe, you know, the value that you'll bring, the service that you'll bring. You'll have to make sure that they understand what problems your products are going to solve. So that makes mm-hmm. you have to make sure that you're communicating properly to them so that they can hear exactly what it is, and they can also, you know, imagine what it is that your product is going to do or how it's going to change their life.
And you also it's a form of, like, storytelling, right? Bringing them into
yeah.
the story, telling the story, making them feel like they're part of the story. This is their story, not your story, that you're sharing with them.
That's correct. That's correct. So you basically have to, I call it hand-holding in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you meet somebody for the first time, you got to warm up, you know. You make that person, that client or prospect, feel like, you know, you're a friend, a family member, so they feel at ease.
That is so true. Can you tell us a couple of the things that you guys have been doing in marketing your service-based product and how it's made a difference?
Okay. We actually do a lot of things to market our service-based products. You know, of course, Facebook Live, and that way, you know, the people can see us and they can listen to just, you know, the products that we offer. They can get to know us. So a lot of times it's funny because when people see you online and when they see you in person, you know, there's a different level of comfort that comes with that, because
mm-hmm.
they're like, I know her. Mean her.
Right.
So doing Facebook Live, that definitely has helped, because, you know, there's a comfort level that's there too. And, you know, a lot of times you hear, oh, you have to touch the client at least 7 times before they purchase. So that's kind of mm-hmm. like us reaching out and touching them. We, of course, you know, market on Instagram. We do email
mm-hmm.
marketing also. So, you know, that way we're touching them and saying, hi, you know, you might not know that you need insurance, or you might not know that you qualify for a free policy review, or we can actually sit down and review your policy with them. We, of course, do phone calls, because we
mm-hmm.
do, of course, have leads. We do phone calls with them.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of networking. So we do networking. We do job fairs.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We kind of do it all. We also have recently, which I struggled with, we added many chats on our Facebook page,
yes.
so that when someone does come on, want to communicate with us, and they might not want to do the face-to-face, they could message us.
Yeah. Well,
right. I love mini-chat. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, we like that. When I saw that, because those are things that she brought to the business when my wife came on from out of the background in the front, and that area is her area, the marketing piece of the business, and she's done a phenomenal
mm-hmm.
job. So that really helped to push our business to the next level within the last 12 months, because we're really, before that, we wasn't as much out there, but now everybody knows about us. You know, they know about the Kobe mm-hmm. Financial Group. They know what we do and how we're here to help families and help businesses to grow and market.
Mm-hmm.
And one
now
of the
tell
things
me
we
something.
Do with marketing,
what were...
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what were you doing before that you're no longer, or I guess I want to say, what were the things that you were doing before that have kind of changed since you started this new marketing and stuff? Because you said these things are all kind of new. What kind of marketing were you doing before?
Well, to be honest with you, because at the time, you know, I was running, I was the captain of the ship. And I had the agents,
mm-hmm.
so basically what I was doing was mostly training them. We're doing a lot more. We did a lot more conference call, face-to-face meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And since we've
mm-hmm.
been implementing a lot of the marketing, we do more webinars. We do more of the things now. We're doing Facebook Live. Prior to that, I did a lot of face-to-face. So right now, by going to the social media allows me to do more things, you know, so I don't have to be face-to-face, and I can touch more people this way
mm-hmm.
with the using social media.
You know, it's so funny that you said that. I just got off the consultation with a soon-to-be client. She's getting ready to sign on the dotted line. She was saying, like, the exact same thing. Now, she's kind of, I probably need to hook you guys up, but she's kind of in the same industry, a financial-based industry, and she was saying that everyone that she's dealing with right now, her mentors are telling her, talk to people, tell them a little bit, and then get them to come to this meeting that's like across town, you know, on a Thursday night or on a Monday night, you know, a weeknight. And you know how it is in Atlanta. You're trying to get around at 6 o'clock. It is not happening. Yeah. And she was like, I know it's got to be something better than this. This is not working. That's what they all want me to do. So when we were talking and I was telling her similar stuff, because Renee and I have spoken about, you know, email marketing and mini chat and webinars. And she was like, this is what I need, Carol. This is what I need. Yeah, I mean, that's like old-timey stuff. Come on. Come on now. What century are we in? I'm not saying that stuff still works, right? I know it still works. You still have to get in front of people. You still have to do face-to-face. You still the phone still works. But if you don't utilize these new things, email marketing is not new, but you're really utilizing it like you need to, Facebook Live and things like that, I think you're kind of missing out, you know?
Yes.
I agree. And we do, of course, try and push the agents to do the same thing also. Like, there are some general templates that I've made that all they have to do is pretty much their picture and their phone number in. And I'm like, put these on your Facebook page. Put these on your Instagram page. You know, we do need secret agents. Yes.
We tell them that's what they – I say, hey, you know, this is a way for you to generate leads for yourself.
Yeah.
You know? By just letting people know who you are. Don't be a secret agent.
Oh, yeah.
People need to know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can't wait to get back into that. We're going to take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsor. We'll be right back because I want to talk some more about my favorite thing, mini chat. Just a second.
Here is what one client had to say. I was struggling in my career and didn't understand why. I was working hard, getting to know the right people, and putting myself forward every day, but I couldn't seem to get ahead. And then I remembered something Beryl taught me. The clothes we wear aren't just things we put on. They're a signal to the world about who we are and what we aspire to be. I was amazed at how quickly people's perception of me changed, thanks to her advice. I received a huge raise at my yearly evaluation that reflected not only my hard work, but my value as an individual. More importantly, the confidence my new wardrobe gave me had opened up opportunities I never would have had previously. It's not about buying a new suit or watch. It's about changing how the world sees you and how you see yourself. I will forever be grateful to Beryl for teaching me that. Visit our website at www.stylewithaplomb.com to learn more about how we help clients change how the world sees them. That's www.stylewithaplomb.com.
Okay, we're back, and just before the break, we were talking to Cal and Renee Coakley about marketing their service-based business, and we got into, I mean, I was just like, okay, I got to get the sponsor break in here before, you know, my sponsor's yelling at me. Well, I didn't have my thing on there, but I definitely wanted to come back and talk to you guys about Facebook Lives and MiniChat, because that is the way that I am steering my clients to right now. They got to be doing Facebook Lives, and they got to hook up MiniChat to it. So Cal or Renee, probably Renee, because I know she's the one that's kind of doing it. How has this changed your business? How has this changed your business?
So I struggled with it, but I was like, I'm going to get this done. MiniChat is not going to beat me. So I did the little MiniChat masterclass, and it was basically coming up with a flow. So it's changed the business because there are different flows for different things. So if I have someone that's interested in an insurance quote and they contact us, and it will ask them, are you interested in purchasing insurance or are you interested in becoming an agent? And if they say they're interested in purchasing insurance, it takes them to a flow that asks them, would you like term insurance or would you like final expense insurance? And it collects their information. It sets their time. It sets a time up on Calendly for someone to actually either contact them or come out and see them. So it kind of allows them. A lot of times people are afraid to sometimes approach you or actually speak to you. And I'm sure you see that with, you know, not wanting to answer the phone when you call them, but they'll text you back all the time. So it kind of takes a little bit of that fear out of it. So they're not having to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to speak to them. I might not know all of the answers. So it kind of brings a level of comfort there too. So even with our mini chats, if they get on there and they say they're interested in our becoming an agent, it will ask them, are you a licensed agent or are you non-licensed? And it takes them through the flow. Okay, so you're not licensed. And then it'll just ask them a few questions, ask them their name and their phone number. They can set up a time to have a consultation to speak with one of us. And it allows them the opportunity to kind of, you know, take some of that fear out with making that initial contact, because then they set up a time, they know when we're going to speak, we can just go ahead and give them a call. So it's changed it where I feel like it kind of takes some of the fear out of it. When we do the live, I notice that a lot of people are afraid to even ask questions, but if they know that they can do that private, it kind of gives them a peace of mind. They feel comfort. They feel, you know, some comfort. Like, I'm not asking a stupid question, or not everyone is knowing my business. So I think that the mini chat offers them some a level of comfort where they're not having to ask. Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that you said. Like, I love that you said that. Go ahead, Cal. I'm sorry.
No, ladies first, please go.
No, I want to hear what you said, because we were just finishing up and I was just adding comments.
What I like about the mini chat, and it, when I saw it on my phone, it blew me away. I was like, whoa, this is cool, you know. And I like the process and the flow, how it's set up, where you can, if I want to basically get it to a just a prospective agent, I can have a section for that. If I wanted to basically get a lead where somebody who is interested in getting more information about insurance. So I like how you can separate the process and the flow.
Right. And I hear from both of you guys that you've actually been able to free up some time so you can maybe spend some time on some other things besides getting in front of people or going to this meeting or doing a conference call. Because you're allowing the person that freedom to set up the schedule of when they can do something, and you know it's within your schedule, so you're not having to, wait a minute, let me look at my calendar. Honey, am I free tomorrow at 10 o'clock? No. Okay, how about tomorrow? How about Friday at 2? You know, it kind of stops all of that. And then you guys can get back to doing what you really do, which is selling insurance and teaching agents how to sell insurance for themselves, right?
That's correct.
That is correct.
I love it. Now, I want to talk about one more marketing strategy. This one is near and dear to my heart. I actually write about it in my book, I Market Your Business, on collaboration. And one of the things is a marketing strategy of meeting other like-minded individuals like myself and collaborating with them. So tell me how that piece, that collaboration piece, has helped you to market your business.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, with us and collaborating, I'm not sure that everyone knows, but, you know, we are in the mastermind. So with us being in a mastermind group, we have a lot of like-minded individuals that are also business owners. So a lot of times
And tell us a name.
We'll have...
Tell us a name. Tell us a name of the mastermind.
the name of the mastermind. It's, of course, the Traffic Sales and Profit Mastermind with Lamar Tyler. So there are individuals in there. There are lots of companies in there, and we sell life insurance. You know, they'll come to town and they're like, hey, you know what? With you talking about life insurance all the time, you know, I'm interested in getting life insurance. You know, I need life insurance. Mm-hmm. Can you go ahead and write a policy? I'm like, of course we can.
For sure.
But then not only that, so willing to interview us on their platforms too. Yeah. Like our accountability partner is Pamela Booker with Close by Nature.
Yeah.
And you know, one of our first meetings is she was on Black Biz Live, and she walked in and she was like, this is their new office. I was like, oh my gosh.
That was cool.
Yes, that was awesome. And then
actually took the time to actually interview me on her actual Facebook page, on her platform, introducing me to her audience. So it is definitely, it's been a whirlwind, just also collaborating with other individuals also. And I know I now have family members that, of course, are loyal, Coils by Nature product. You know, they buy their products all the time. It was funny. My cousin walked in the other day, and she had a little pop socket on her phone. And my daughter's like, where'd you get that from? And it was a Coils by Nature pop socket. So, you know, we've been able to introduce her to our audience, and she's been able to, of course, introduce us to theirs. It's not even in the same realm. I mean, she does hair care, we do insurance,
yes.
But I mean, it's right. Still taking yes. care of the body and the family and
sure.
doing it in a way where everyone is benefiting.
Yeah, because she has a product where you can touch,
mm-hmm.
feel, and we have service, so
yeah.
but still messed together well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
let me talk a little bit about like-minded individuals. What that does for a business owner is going to help you to reduce time and save you money, because it's going to help
mm-hmm.
to prevent those type of errors that person, that like-minded people that you might meet up with, that can help you to stop you from repeating the same type of mistakes they have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things
exactly.
I like about it. And also it's somebody that you can feed off of. If you have, you know, because in business, you know, being an entrepreneur, sometimes it can be lonely. When they state it
mm-hmm.
can be lonely at the top, they call us solo entrepreneurs. So it's so good
mm-hmm.
to surround yourself with other like-minded people. So therefore, when you're feeling that way, you can pick up the phone, you can message them and say, hey, I've been there, I've done that. This is what you can do to help you to get there, to the next level.
Right.
So those type of being around that type of environment, going to drive your business, and it's going to push you along, and it's also going to help you with a great mindset.
That's true, because even when it came to many chats, Dino Cummings and Heather Cummings with the Curl Kit,
yep.
They were able to tell us about ManyChats. He's like, okay, nope, I use ManyChats. This is what I do. This is how I use it. You know, this is the flow. So it's like someone else doing the, you know, using the same tools, but using it differently. But I was able to go, oh, wow, okay, I can do that. I can use that.
Right.
I'll just have to format it to work for me.
Yes.
So, you know, collaborating and also just networking and talking to and mastermind and communing with like-minded individuals
mm-hmm.
is huge, not only for your personal development, but also for the development of your business too.
Definitely. I love that. I love collaboration. I mean, collaboration has built my business. I love meeting new people with different ideas, meeting people with same ideas. I love turning would-be competitors into friends and colleagues that we actually work together. You guys, y'all
yeah.
have been awesome, as I knew you would be, you know, because when I first started talking with Renee, and Renee and I met last year, I kind of remember Cal, but I remember Renee more, I guess just because we've been talking. Because I was at the Traffic Sales and Profit last year, but I'm not going to be there this year. I can't go. But I was there last year. So to see you guys grow so much and, you know, do this is totally, totally awesome. And I'm so glad that we got to connect, because how we got to this point was, what, Renee? I was doing a Facebook Live, and I said, I have a podcast, and if any of you are interested in coming on the podcast, and Renee goes, I want to come on your podcast. So you just never know. You just never, ever know. So, you guys, before we get out of here, because we're down to the end of our time, before we get out of here, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and start following you and get some insurance.
Oh, okay. We are actually Coakley Financial Group, so it's CoakleyFinancialGroup.com. We are on Facebook as Coakley Financial Group. We are on Instagram as Coakley Financial Group. On Twitter, it's Coakley, because the handle was shorter, but it's Coakley Financial Group everywhere. We are available by phone. You can connect with us on our Facebook page, our Instagram page. I mean, we're active on all of them, so you can reach us. Oh, Cal will actually be speaking on stage at TSP Live this year.
That's right.
So
yay,
you will get to see him.
Awesome.
Well, you won't get to see him.
You'll probably get a little clip, because my coach Lamar will probably put some little clips up.
Yeah.
You know, just to
oh, you know it.
You know,
you know it.
Speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's one of the things that coming out of the mastermind. Now I'm going to be on stage talking about sales and how to, you know, close the sale. And my stage name, Cal the Closer.
All right, yeah, Cal the Closer. I like that. I like that.
Thank you so much, Carol. We appreciate it. We appreciate you letting us to speak on this grand platform. We know we don't take it lightly, mm-hmm. and we thank you for the opportunity. We want to thank the audience for listening, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. Y'all are awesome. I'm very much, and I love when we meet like-minded individuals and we can connect and all that. So I want to encourage everyone out there, go out there and follow Polkley Financial Group. Get some insurance. Look at what they're doing. They are marketing their own awesome service-based business, and they are doing it to the max. This probably won't be the last time you'll hear them on the show, because you guys are always invited back. You got something new coming out or whatever you want to share, and we may be doing some collaboration in the future. I know Renee and I have been talking, so y'all just watch out for that. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for your patience and your accommodations. I really, really, truly appreciate it. So everyone, have an awesome weekend, and join me again next Thursday for another great episode. See you then. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.